through in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Gimel Min Aleph, Simashin Yud Tes, finishing up the halachas of Boyer, Siv Yud Zayin. Says Mechaba HaMechabetz, what does that mean? Pirish. Shemaitzi Achem Min Achalov, that he removes the butter from the milk. Says Mechaba Toledes Boyer, who this is a derivative of Melacha of selecting a Boyer, the figure therefore. Apishim Leisim Shum Shemim, although they place sesame seeds as getin to my base vegoizim and nuts lidvash into the honey lo yichabtsim beyodei, as explained shortly. What does that mean? Shouldn't gather it in his hand. Says Ramah v'ayin lekamon simushin mem sefir aleph. Hagos says Ramah haroikik beruach b'shabbos. Someone spits in the wind on Shabbos. Beruach mafazer haroik, and the wind scatters the spit. Chayim mishum zayir, he liable for winnowing. That's Maril in the name of Ezra. Yerushalmi periklag gabel. Says the Mishabura, Siv Katan Samach Beis. So he said, if someone's Mechabitz, which the parenthesis said, Pidush, in other words, Shemaitzi Behulu, is taking out the butter from the milk, that's a Tolada of butter. Because you're selecting, you're removing. So if someone takes milk, Menoisim by Keva, and he puts in the Keva, which is the stomach of the animal, or Shomen Echimitz, or any other type of something that's vinegary, kedel chabtzoi, to have it curdled. Oi ha'oisa k'min kli gemi. Someone makes like a rubber vessel. He puts like the cream inside of it. A me'achal of neitfin and the whey, the watery part of the milk drips. All including curdling. It's a derivative of selecting, because you're removing. And it's forbidden even through a non-Jew. Someone who gathers the fats, that gathers on the surface of the milk. You're cutting smet in it. This is the shamnunis, the fat. That's also included in bar. Okay, and therefore, Yisrael wants us to be careful, because when you come close to the milk, you have to leave some of that with the milk, but sure, then that's permitted, because of Sevidal, like we previously said, Sevidal, because you didn't remove what was it, where it was connected to the other part. But then Lehapach, same thing is the other way around. You should take some of the milk with this fat, not just the milk and leave the fat. That's the same, but to take the fat precisely, aser, that's forbidden, to eat right away. Because he's taking with a spoon. As the Shaar HaTzion Nunchas says, like we've mentioned before, and this the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, that if he has a mighty right away, then permitted, that's when you're pouring from vessel to vessel. That's the something from Mogan Vam Sipkat as well, look over there. But with a spoon, that's the Derech HaBoyer with this thing. So look at this Masad in the Yomtiv, but he says, that's how it appears to the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, he says, B'chol Tzadavka, this is all specifically Kishatorach Lecha B'Shabbos. If he has to eat on Shabbos, which the Shaar HaTzion Nunchas test says, that's how it's brought in Magen Ramesim Tov Kuv Yud that we mentioned, that's Pashut. So you don't need to have that as intention to eat right away, because it doesn't really have then the Shema Boyer on it. And Chay Adam, the Halacha Boyer, he says, I saw something wondrous, he says, that he writes that even if he leaves a little bit of the Shuman, it's also not permitted, only if he has him to eat right away. It's a bit signed this Magen Ramesim Tov Kuv Yud, it says, the truth is it's not. That is Yamtav, he quotes appropriately, and look up at the Nishma Sadam, according to my understanding, that he had a different gears in the words of Magen Avraham. So Sod Nal Rav Nal Rachem, that they quote the words of Magen Avraham like we wrote over here. So this is when you want to eat on Shabbos, says Mishra, because in Leikain, if not, then you have a problem of Kamechim Shabbos Achol. That's like preparing for Shabbos to the week to which that's Hachana. That's a different problem. Now, Vimein Tzarech Loi, and let's say he doesn't need it. Raksha Chesh, she possibly is calculated. He's just concerned that if he leaves the fat together with the milk, she possibly is calculated, it's going to ruin. Then Mutalasa De Nehudi is allowed to do it through a non Jew. Shayin the bird, but Simpson, cannot, like, again, if you don't select exactly, precise, like we mentioned, we're not doing bird. But then it's only doing Achan, Achan Lachal, because preparing for the weekday, who is him and the Reseifim, it's a rabbinic prohibition. Mutal De Nehudi, Makam Satan, if it's permitted through a non Jew, in a situation of law, say, commercial customs in the Shin Zion, Sifay over there in Allah's of Nir La'akim. Sivkot and Samad Gimel. So he said, if someone's Mechabitz, he does this curdling, it told out to let this Baruhu, it's a derivative of Baruhu. Mechalal is included this. Hamayim and Chalab Bemokim Cham. If you put the milk in a hot place, because they should tell us a Gvina that it turns into cheese. Well, okay, Hakoyim, someone takes the cream, but it's a Gvina makes cheese. Chayim Mishum Bainan is liable for building. Shekol Mechabitz, Chilik, Chilik, when someone gathers pieces to pieces, which is what happens when you curdle, and he connects everything until it becomes one piece. Says the Ram, that's similar to building. So that's its own problem. So we said, therefore, even though they put sesame seeds and nuts into honey, shouldn't be mechabitz and biyad. Says Mashman says, sounds like from this, the Yisrael Mishim Boyer. The prohibition is because of selecting. If he's according to this, and Daita Lechel Al to be a dead seed right away, Shorilach but to be other, then he'd be permitted to do chibutz with his hands. Because then you have GHI, you have all the requirements. I'm talking about Shabi Mitesefter Raya brings a Raya from the Tesefter, he's certainly blush. Actually, the problem is because of kneading. Kneading is that you're putting things together. If he's according to this, if Daita Lechel Al even if he has a machik right away, us would be forbidden. So he said, therefore, I've been nice them. The hulu, even though they place with slim, what it means to say is, Abisham with the leek, although you allowed to put the sesame seeds and the nuts into the honey, but, Sivkan Samach Vav, lay chab to me other. It's what it means to say is, lay chab to me other. Don't gather them in your hand. Lahafra oisim and advash to separate them from the honey. But now you should know that the Tesef the East, it's written to Tesef the Machabits, who might say, Kedere of Eichel. But what it could do is, it could do Machabits on like a porridge and eat it. But slim, what it means to say is lahavrid bekaf. You could separate with a spoon, which Sharatin Samachal says, look at Mechs Bekurim, how he explains. But he says the truth is the way I wrote, because he says that the tesefta means to say that you're allowed to be mechabits and eat right away, because this mechabits is because malcha boir. So when you want to eat right away, it doesn't appear like boir. But we were saying that there could be a problem about lush. So the Mishabur explained what the Tesefta means to say is lahavim mekaf to separate with a spoon, Michael avim in the thick part of the food from the juicy part. The mutter that's permitted, Mishab derech achilu mekaf, because that's the way of eating. That's not a problem. No good. The custom is shulayin shmar b'mashkin b'shabbos kindel amidim, not to put some type of preservatives in the beverage on Shabbos to preserve it. Apishurol lishpleis b'shabbos, even though it's fit to drink it on Shabbos. Because he writes Tzil till it's bur, it's a derivative of bur. Because now they say through this, you're in the kamshimi amashkas. What it does is, if you put in these sediments, it makes the sediments of the beverage itself go down to the bottom of the vessel. It's similar to mechabit. So idea kavish by putting in the stomach of the animal, it separates the cream from the milk, and that's bur, and that's what you're doing over here. You're separating the sediments, making it go down to the bottom. Sivkon samachzayin. The Ramah had said something interesting that if someone's mefazer. Someone spits to the wind on Shabbos and the wind is mefaz ha'raik. So v'kan samach zayin yichayf ha'zayra. He says v'lo ri'inu mishachash zayin. We don't find anyone to be concerned for this. Given in v'skam l'kach the guy was spitting to the wind is not intending for this. V'choshkein for sure the inza derech zayir. It's not the way of winnowing. Says the kedusha b'kivega. He says v'ayim b'halacha the maskul faz where he discusses this. But Rakhavan that doesn't seem to be the halacha. So v'kan samachas. But the Ramah had said yichayf for zayir for winnowing. Because you're separating when you spit to the wind, it separates the particles. And if someone does winnow the grain with a pitchfork to the wind, that is one of the 39 primary categories that are forbidden. But it doesn't seem to be anyone who holds that this is forbidden.
We begin Siman Shin Chav Dines Chit B'Shabbos, the halachas of squeezing out on Shabbos. And there's 20 paragraphs. Sifav says Machabezesim and Avim olives and grapes. Also, Sechni Nal squeezed it out. Says Ramava Ein Leel Simrishon Beis of Hey. Says Mechaba further. B'miyotzma Asma Nav. They came out on their own. Asurim that Jews is forbidden. Afil Lo Hayo Amdim Elachil. Even if they were only there for eating purposes. But to them remind them berries and pomegranates. Also, Sechni Nal squeezed it out. B'miyotzma Asma there. If the Jews came out on its own, Im Amdim Elachil. If they were designated for eating, Muta the Jews is permitted. B'miyotzma Lamashkin. But they were there for the Jews. Asa it's forbidden. Or Shokala Pesin. All of the fruits. Mutla Sechni Nal to squeeze it out. Says Mishbur Sipkat Aleph. Grapes and olives, asa sachinal squeeze it out. And whoever does squeeze it out is chayev, mishum mefarik, is liable for the malacha of mefarik, of unloading, duhutalod adadash, which is derivative of thrashing, because you're taking out the liquid from the salad. Sivkot and beis, Ramah said, v'ayin le'el samarishon on beis, which the shamnes barad, there it's explained, le'inyan te'ina sakaira, regarding loading up the beam, mib oid yoim, when it's still daytime, alzeizim, and love manavs and grapes. Which edition number 3 brings that there he writes in the name of Magid Abraham that what's brought in Shulchan Aruch but then said hey that you're allowed to utilize in Shabbos oil or wine that came out on Shabbos if they load up the beam of the press or from before Shabbos, that's only in the way that it was made when it was still early in the daytime, that you could say that the olives and the grapes were crushed before Shabbos. But if you load it up right before sundown, that the olives and the grapes were crushed after Shabbos started, then it's forbidden to utilize the wine or the oil as a decree that you might come to squeeze it on Shabbos, according to the way the Shulchan Aruch writes over here, that wine or oil that comes out on their own are forbidden as a decree because you might come to initially squeeze it. However, when it's crushed from before Shabbos, they were not gozer that you're going to come to squeeze it out, because even though that even after it's crushed, you're not allowed to squeeze it. However, the prohibition of squeezing them is only rabbinic, and we weren't gozer in that situation. Sivkot and Gimel. Chaba said that if the Jews came out on their own, assume they're forbidden, as a gzera, as a decree, Shema Yovel Sashbel Kitchel, because you might come to initially squeeze it out yourself. Sivkot and Daud. And we said, even if they were only there, El Lachila for eating purposes, Dan Shekipson Lachila, you got there to eat. But the reason is, the Kimdurim Leschidikam, but since most of the grapes and olives are meant, Nichle Bamashkesh Zabu, they're pleased with the liquid that comes out. Might come to change mind for the to squeeze it out. So if you have grapes in a bowl and the juice came out, you would be forbidden to utilize that grape juice. Sivkot and hay. Now, pomegranates and berries, asla sakhti, I'll squeeze it out. Generally, they're meant for eating purposes. But since some people do squeeze it out for the juice, like olives and grapes, asur rabban made it forbidden, because you might come to do it by grapes and olives. Sivkot and vav. Now, if they came out on their own, so if they're designated lachila v'chula for eating, then they're permitted. But if it's for drinking, then it's forbidden. By eating is delay nichle b'mashra zavu, because then you don't want what's dripping out. But like l'migzah sh'me'ischad, never you cannot, it doesn't apply over there, the gzer might come to squeeze it out. Now, v'imlin is kavim b'es kibbutz, if someone did not have a mind when they gathered it, loy lachila b'lein mashka, not for eating, not for drinking, rak stomach just in general, put it into a bowl, also, then the juice is going to be forbidden. That's like a designated for beverage. Because as long as you do not specifically gather it just for eating purposes, because then the gezer of shemisch would apply by the berries. Sivkot and zayin. Now, all other fruits, mutlas achlin, you'll have to squeeze them out, because they're meant for eating purposes. But like the boilo mashkin, no one needs their juice. So ancient mashkal yitzman, so it doesn't even have the title of beverage from the juice that comes out from them. So we're squeezing out the juice, it's like separating food from food. Although when he's squeezing it out, he's having in mind, he wants the beverage. But his thought is nullified to the majority of people that don't care about it, and if it's not considered as a mashkin. Sharatzin ois zayin says, look at the halacha, and the mashkal mutter. Bir halacha, which we can see this bir halacha right now, says look at Mishbrua and the Masal Mitzachdan. He says look at Mishbrua's Sivkot and Zayin that he writes that even when you're squeezing out l'shem mashka by other fruits, now even that the Taz agrees to the Shita's Rashi that specifically if you just squeeze out in general, you could say that his intent is to sweeten the fruit and not for the purpose of mashka, and he explains that that's also the pin of all the places that's brought in Meseis, but that permit to squeeze out. Now, truth is, the pin of the Shulchan Aruch is not like this. For the fact that he permits in Sivvav to squeeze lemons, and the Prima Gaon already asked this, and if you look at the Rucha Ramban, Rashba, Ritva, you see explicitly that the pin of the Riv and the Gaon that permit to squeeze, is even when you're squeezing it, L'shem Mashka, like the Pasha of the Gemara, and therefore also the smag in the Rush and Torah that they quote the Lush and the Riv, also that their intent is like this. Look at the Rucha Ramban, the Rashba, that they read like this, Alocha, and that's also the pin of the. And so the Bialacha comes out, and also in the Kolbe, it sounds like that it's permitted by other pairs even to squeeze out for the purposes of the liquid for the beverage. And also Rabbein Yerucham, even though he writes by himself in the beginning, two opinions, however, Lalacha, it sounds like that he holds like the opinion of those who are permitted. In fact, he himself passes at the end that you're allowed to squeeze out lemons, and we only have the opinion of the Machmir, and only Rashi, Tais, and Nagos, and Smak. It comes from all this. Since the Rav, and the Ram, and the Smak, and the Rashi, and the Rabbein, and the Ram, and the Rashi, and the Ritva, and the Kolbe, they all hold to permit other fruits, even when you're squeezing out for the purpose of a mashke. We don't have to be concerned for those who are stringent mitzad din because they're only individuals, and those is possible according to the Tetra of Papa, that even Rashi and Taisa would agree, and like the way the place can write, if not in a place where the custom is to be stringent, like Shita's Rashi, those who hold him, then don't be lenient, like the Magid Marmites, then Sivkot and Alf, but in general, it would seem one could be lenient. Other bi'alacha is bi'alacha, the Masach Machabitz. So this is often Lashon and Rambam, and he explains the Perek Zayin, that is when you take milk and you put inside the stomach of the animal, the keva, to help it curdle, like it writes in Mishnah Berurah, and this that is the Mitzayin says Pirsha Maitzi Bechula, that in the parentheses says takes out the milk from the butter from the milk. That's not from Lashon Rambam, however, that is a true halacha because that's how the Rivash writes that's also included in Bar. The Maschal Shneisin Shum Shem Bagoizin. That's from Lashon the Tesefta that's brought in the Magen Avraham. It's brought over there that you put water into the roasted flour. As long as they're not megabel, you don't knead it together. you put in sesame seeds and nuts into the honey, as long as you're not megabel. Look, my Ram, that he's lengthy around this, and the property is like they write that this price is like Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda, and this that he writes shalei gabel. That is that you shouldn't need a lot, only a little bit. Let's burn the gemara, but they have kufn involved. But according to Rabbi, the putting of the water into the flour is forbidden. According to this that the price concludes that you put in the sesame seeds, etc., is also like Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda. According to this, the Rambam that quotes this halacha is going to shetas. They pass like Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda. They put water into bran, and therefore by the putting of the water, there's no prohibition of lush of kneading as brought in the gemara over there. But according to the place of the pasuk, like Rabbi, also putting in the sesame seeds and the nuts into the honey is forbidden because the lush could make into one mass. If that's the case, according to the Hashem, that's brought later on, Simchin Chabav Siv Yudvav and Simchin Chabdal Siv Gimel, even the putting in is forbidden. That's how it seems, says the Be'er Lacha, according to my humble understanding. The Maskel Mefazer, the Ramah said, if someone spits to the wind on Shabbos and the wind scatters his spit, he's chayev for Zaira. So, in Shush Rabbi Kibayeke, in Simchav, he's not sure. Someone pours out a little bit of water from a flask through the window, and the wind scatters the droplets. One goes this way, and one goes this way. If you chayv for zayir for winnowing, it comes out to be inclined very much to be lenient for the fact that the place can libate is yishami. Obviously, they don't hold like this. Rather, the melach of zayir is like bayir when you're selecting waste matter from food. But if it's all waste matter, you know, you're spilling the water out of the window. You're not chayv for zayir. Even according to the Ramah, you can be inclined that specifically by spit, just like there's no dash and ma'amr only by gedulei karka, things that go from the ground. So there's no zara on the gedulei karka. Now a person, however, is gedulei karka, but not by water, which is not gedulei karka. Moreover, that it's leinichle, it doesn't want this, and psikresh leinichle, when even though something inevitable, if it doesn't want it, some permit, look over there. And Sefer Alvim Nashi explains that actually in the kavanah of the Yerushalmi, the intent of the Yerushalmi is that when someone is transporting four amos and shoshram through the wind, that's like an example. In other words, just by winnowing, even though the wind is assisting, even though Michaev, so when someone spits and he spits far and through the wind, it takes it for Amos, he's also Michaev, and that says the Be'alacha, that's appropriate. But to say Zaira, that seems to be very difficult. Some of the Dirshus, Dirshu number 61. The cream that's on the milk after it's cooked, Chubasik is much writes, that's like a peel on the milk, and you let it remove it close to when you're drinking the milk, just like you permit it to peel an onion or garlic, as Burton Ramah later on Simchun Chaval Sipya test. Moreover, it's actually better this cream than those peels because it's actually fit to eat. But the fat on top of the milk, that did not let do butter, because since it's a liquid, so that's like part of the milk. And it's not like a peel on top of it. Other than Rabbi Shlomo Zalman holds that it's forbidden to remove the cream on the milk. And it's not similar to the peel of an onion, garlic, you let it peel it, because by them, you can't get to the garlic or the onion only if he peels off the peel, which is not the case by the cream that floats on top of the milk, which does not prevent the taking of the milk, because you could pour the milk without the cream by holding the cream at the time of the pouring. Dish number 62. Even if there's no possibility of drinking the milk without removing the fat, and the intention by removing the fat is to drink the milk, the Shvita Shabbos writes it's forbidden to remove the shuman, the fat, and explains that this is not similar to many types of fruits that are placed in the plate, and the person wants to eat the type that's on the bottom. The Mishnah writes in Sivkot and Tazbav that you let to remove the fruits that are on the above to get to the type that's on the bottom, because selecting the shuman from the chalav, you have to have a very precise, qualitative analysis: what belongs to the shuman, what belongs to the milk, and therefore, even though his intention by removing the shuman is to get to the milk, that is included in butter. Dish number 63. When you see in the words of Mishabura that selecting it through a spoon is considered butter with a kli, whereas later on Sipkan Samachavavavi writes that if someone separates a thick food from the gravy through a spoon, it's not considered butter with a kli. So in Shuvas Mechaz Yitzchak, he explains that separating a thick food from the gravy is not any easier through a spoon than by hand. Utilizing his spoon is just that his hands don't get dirty. So therefore, that's not considered as bayir kli. But separating the shuman from the fat from the milk, that's easier through a spoon than if he did it by hand, and therefore it's considered as a bayir kli. Look what we write in like the Mishnah Brura, that there's brought this far in the name of other achrin. Dish number 64, regarding washing off a piece of meat from the blood that's on it. Mishbur, it's in, later in Simchin Chavav, Sipka and Chavav, that if it's not possible to wash it off through a non-Jew, you let it wash it off even through a Jew. Now, what's the difference over here? So Pshom Zaman explains that taking the shuman from the milk is considered like remedying the thing itself. For that reason, forbidden to do it for the purposes of a weekday, which is not the case by washing off the meat, which is only to continue the current situation, so that you can salt it at a later point in time. That's not problematic. Dish number 65, we're going to take out bread from the oven for the weekday. Mishbreitz and Simrish and Dalsif Kumem Gilman. Through a non-Jew, you're allowed to do this. From the unspecific words over there, it sounds like that's permitted even not in the situation of loss. And that's why he brings it over there. That in a situation of loss, the bread's going to get ruined. Rabbi holds it's permitted even through a Jew. Dish number. A spray, let's say a perfume bottle. Shavuos Mechzidin writes that there's no problem about Zohar for the same reason that the Be'al Locha says, because it's only when you borrow psoilis from Eichel. That's a bit also by Yashver and Moshe Feinstein. For this reason, also putting water into a machine that makes type of vapor, a humidifier, or dehumidifier, or a fan, Rabbi Yashiv holds that there's no problem about Zaira. We're going to using a spray for mosquitoes, Tribush of the rest, like a Tchil, one should be stringent, that there is a problem over there as Zaira. Dish number one, in Simen Shin Chaf. If someone milks an animal, Mishmur writes in Simen Shin Hei Sibkon Ayin Alf, in the Sharatzin over there, they chai from Mefarik. And also a woman that is spraying her milk from her body into a vessel, and later on, Simshin Chav Chesef cut Kerfiyat Alf. Mishmur writes that forbidden for her to do this because of Mefarik. Sharatzin over there writes that it sounds like from the Tosfos Shabbos that's only Isser Rabbanim, because since it's not the norm of women to milk themselves into a vessel, so it's considered as Mefarik, like a Malach of Dosh, but Lachayat in an abnormal way. But Sharatzin writes that Isser is Medeiraisa. In our times, that the milking is something normal. So Shubhash Abba writes that even according to Tosfos Shabbos, there would be a Isser Deiraisa. When women do milking into bottles. Dish number two. Now, later on Sibkot Yedzayin, Bishpura says it's squeezing out wine from grapes or oil from olives is mefarik. You're unloading mashke from oichel. The reason that you're not chayev for mefarik only by squeezing out olives and grapes and not by other fruits. Rashi Masechta Shabbos writes that by olives and grapes it's normal, but other fruits it's not normal. The Rambam Masechta Shabbos writes because the juice that comes out from other fruits is not considered as a mashke, but wine and oil is considered as a mashke. Pimagalan writes in the Zakdama to the Simen that there's different reasons. According to Rashi, only the mashka that comes out from a fruit that's normal to squeeze, that's considered as a mashka. If someone squeezes it out, it's considered mefarik, a mashka from oichel. But a mashka that comes out from a fruit that's not normal to squeeze, it's not considered as a mashka. If someone squeezes it out, it's not considered mefarik, mashka from oichel. According to the Ran, it's only juice that's one of the shibbos mashka, the seven types of beverages considered as a mashka. But fruit juices that are not included in the shibbos and the seven types of beverages are not considered as a mashka. And someone squeezes it out, it's not considered as being mefarik, a mashka from oichel. However, the Iglik Tal writes that even according to the Ran, the halacha of a mashke doesn't depend on the seven type of beverages. It's just that whatever the normal to squeeze it out doesn't include a mashke. And that's the Chazon Ish writes that a mashke regarding the chiv mafarik does not depend on the seven type of beverages. Yad shach adam. Now the halacha of oranges and other types, Yashub holds that they have halacha l'gzizma novim because it's normal to squeeze these types of fruits. That's where Mishka Elz is inclined. Other Mishlema Zalman holds that the halacha of oranges and all these other types have halacha like pomegranates and berries. However, eating the shkelis through a spoon, that through that it's going to squeeze out the pre. Some of the holds that there's no problem with esaschita, as long as you're not intending to squeeze out the juice, so to drink it on its own. Because since squeezing it out is only esrim rabban, as we just brought before in his name, like let's say an orange. So squeezing it out, even though it's done in the backhand of the wind, is going to be two drabbanon, and the place where you're not intending, they permitted two drabbanons. Another reason to permit such eating, or something is a klon, because since the juice remains mixed with the fruit, that's not considered a skita, and those are b'yashav permit such eating for that reason. The other Nesgarel says that there is a skita, because since it's sick ratio, it's inevitable that the juice is going to come out during eating. There's number four, citrus fruits that's cut up, that's in a plate, and when you're eating them, so it drips out juice into the plate. Yashav holds that even though these fruits have halacha l'gzizma novim, which we mentioned in Sivkan Alf, that's the opinion. However, you're allowed to drink the juice during the eating of the fruits, and it does not have halacha like mashkim shazavah because it's secondary to the food. However, juice that remains in the plate after eating then has halacha like mashkim shazavah, and then you're not allowed to drink it. However, according to Pshul Mazaman that's brought previously in Sivkan Alf, that the halacha of the citrus fruits are like tut meramayim, then that also would be permitted. Dish number six, that we said that by other fruits, it's like even when you squeeze it out, it's like separating food from food. And even though this action, you're selecting the mashka from the pri, Magavram writes that that's not considered melacha bayir because the mashka and the pri are considered as one and the same type of thing.